Final funeral rites for BBC broadcaster Komla Afeketumo have been held today at the forecourt of the State House. The solemn ceremony was attended by the clergy, colleague journalists, both local and international, traditional leaders and members of government. President Mahama was also there to mourn with the family. Tributes read by both family, friends and colleagues described Komla as a friend, brother, an incomparable star whose life changed the lives of many. Doreen Ampofo was at the ceremony and has filed this report.
18 years ago, I met a remarkable young man. Komla absolutely blew me away with his knowledge and eloquence. I knew I had a husband who achieved such immense success that people the world over admired him. January 18th started like a normal Saturday for us. A day the children and I could shut the world out and have Komla to ourselves. A day when he was simply daddy and my husband.
That was video of Komla Dumo Kwansuma Dumo paying tribute to her husband.
But now that day marks the beginning of a painful and aching void that we still cannot come to terms with. How can Komla be gone? How can he be forever silent? How? And yet that morning when I woke up, my prayer was this: I will trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. In all my ways I will acknowledge him, and he would direct my path. 2 hours later, Komla was gone.
The ceremony at the State House, which climaxed the final funeral rites for Komla Afeketumo, was characterized with sorrow and pain as people filed past his remains and as tributes were read. Although family, friends and sympathizers looked composed, the pain of a great loss was evident on their faces. Tributes for Komla described him as a gem whose loss will be difficult to replace. His father, Professor Ernest Dumont, described him as a gift to the family.
Yes, indeed, Komla. You strove in your short life to walk his truth. Therefore, no amount of words or pontification on my part as your father can change what you have become. Komla, you were a gift to me and your dear mother, Cecilia. I am not sure exactly what heaven will be like, but I know when we die and it comes to time for God to judge us, he will not ask how many good things you have done in your life. Rather, he will ask, how much love did you put into what you did? And you did put a lot of love in what you did. I know God won't give me anything I can't handle. I just wish he did not trust me so much. I have loved you, and I will always love you and cherish you. Rest in peace.
For the children, Komla was a wonderful father who will be missed dearly.
Dear Daddy, you have been a wonderful father to us, and we love and miss you. We remember the times you told us stories at bedtime, and when you used to make your delicious stir fries and meals for us, especially on Sundays. We loved it when you came back from your travels from different countries and showed us interesting pictures and told us about the things you saw. You promised you would take us to all the countries you had visited. We will make you proud. Daddy, rest in peace with God, and we hope to see you again in heaven one day.
Sister of Komla, Mawena Treba, said Komla was her confidant and cheerleader.
I'm thankful to God for you. My dearly beloved brother Komla, it is well, and I am thankful to God for you. It is my prayer that this letter finds you at peace, resting in God's glorious presence, joyful about life in a higher realm. It has been such a struggle to put pen to paper, attempting to write a tribute to you. Where would I even begin? Having been only a year and a few months older than you, I know you will recall the joys of the unique and special childhood we had, all three of us are bound together in an everlasting bond right up until January 17, 2014. Our daily habit of checking in on each other via text message this time had been completed with an agreement to touch base again the next day. Little did I know that God has his master plan and that that was not to be.
President Mahama, who was a personal friend to Komla in his tribute read by Minister of Information Mahama Ayariga, said Komla was a true son of Africa whose personality went beyond nationality, race and continent.
Komla Afeke Dumo proved himself to be a real trailblazer, a role model and a source of admiration as well as inspiration for millions around the world. Komla was a true son of Africa who easily submerged his Ghanaian identity into the unifying sea of gracious and common humanity so that millions around the world, Ghanaians and non-Ghanaians, Africans and non-Africans, black or white, could claim him as one of their own. We thank Komla's family for allowing him to be shared with the whole world. Even though he left us at the young age of 41, his legacy remains worthy of emulation.
Delivering the sermon, Reverend Father Wisdom Lumuti said Komla's life shows us all that life is not guaranteed. Komla's body has since been taken for private burial by the family.
A report by Doreen Ampofo.